Turn off your lights. Make sure your doors and windows are locked. Things are about to get spooky.
The Man in the Hat, Shadow People Being Something Else, by Raffi High Strangeness. Hi everyone, I'm sharing another story with the Reddit community. This one still makes me think and is one of my more persistent experiences that I've had. Please let me know what you all think. The Man in the Hat. This is one of my earliest memories. If I had been alone when it happened, I would have not been confident enough to share it. This occurred when I was a young boy. My older brother was with me. We lived in Mexico City. We were born there. This event happened sometime after the 8.0 magnitude earthquake of 1985. This violent earthquake led to the deaths of over 5,000 people and several billion dollars worth of damage. This earthquake, its intensity and wild destruction, is my earliest memory. At the time, we lived in an apartment building several stories up. The structure was just your run-of-the-mill housing unit, commonly constructed out of concrete, brick, and wood. I recall how, upon entering the unit, the dining area would be immediately to your right, the kitchen to the left. If you head further inwards, there was a trellis where my mom kept her plants and my dad kept his dog. Beyond this area, the kids' room would be to your left, my parents' room to the right. In between these two rooms was a living room with several windows looking out onto the street. Our unit was located at the corner of the building. This happened sometime around noon. My brother and I were playing in the living room with our toy cars on the windowsill. Our mom had just come from watering her plants and had gone into her room. My dad was out. I recall looking onto the street, seeing several cars and people moving about. If I remember correctly, we were trying to recreate as accurately as possible the goings-on of the world below with our toys. We were situated near the corner of the window, my brother to my right, closest to the wall, when something strange caught my attention. A set of sturdy, unusually pale hands with long, dirty, claw-like nails were piercing the brick exterior of the building. Then, a circular, flat, soot-covered black object came into view. This object appeared to be swaying from side to side with each climb. The flattened object slowly became elongated, tall, fanning out at the base, a hat. Gradually, and much to my confusion, I began to make out the features of a man, except that it didn't look like any man I had ever seen. Paled face, long hair, with intense dark eyes. His face is the kind of thing you never forget. I bumped my brother with my elbow, his attention still diverted by the toy cars in his hand. His view partly obstructed by the wall. "Look," I remember saying to him. My brother looked up, his toy still in hand, and a silence overtook the both of us. Expressionless, his gaze somewhere far away, the man stopped his ascent, then turned and looked directly at us. Still holding onto the facade of the building, his plaited face suddenly turned into a hollow grimace of a smile. His teeth were sharp, fanged with a yellowish hue. His eyes glowed with an intensity that seemed out of place for something that was already out of place. Suddenly, the man brought one of his hands to his still outstretched smile, and with it signaling us to shh. Frozen in place, we stood there and watched him resume his climb. As he scaled the building, we noticed just how tall he was. He was immense, taller than most people you encounter on any given day in this city. We also saw that he wore what looked like a 3- or 4-piece black suit and a long coat. Quite distinctively, it was hard to ignore that he looked to be like he was covered in smoke. Despite his warning, we ran and excitedly tried to get our mom to come with us to see the smoke-covered man. She hurried alongside us, opening the window and looking out and up. If his goal was to climb to the top of the building, who the hell knew what he was doing there in the first place? He still had several stories to go, yet no one was there. She called out to the street and shouted if anyone had seen anything. No were the only answers from below. There was no immediate recall of what occurred following this event, only that life felt a bit strange, as if the person was something that we weren't meant to see. It was like being a child and thinking that you would be in trouble if you snuck up on Santa Christmas morning when you should be asleep, except that there had been an air of danger that my younger self felt was better left alone. Several years later, we moved to another apartment in the city before eventually making it out to the United States, where a better life awaited us. Sometime around 1997, we were all having dinner at our new house. We were still keeping the dinner hours we had been accompanied to in Mexico. So around 9 p.m., we all gathered at the table. We were having a pretty good time, smiling and carrying on, when my older brother abruptly stopped laughing halfway through a joke. I thought he was choking, so I turned to look at him. He was ghostly pale, his eyes and mouth wide open. He lifts his hand and points directly to the living room beyond where the dining area and kitchen are. We all turn, now staring into the dimly lit darkness of the living room. I asked him what's wrong. He says, "There's a really tall person standing there looking at us." "What does he look like?" I asked. His voice, quieter than usual, shakingly replied, "He's wearing a tall hat and a really long coat." I remember feeling like time stop, immediately thinking of the man we had seen several years before scaling the side of the building we used to live in. It couldn't possibly be the same person. "What does his face look like?" I asked. "I don't know," he said. "It's all black, like a shadow." Thank you to everyone listening and reading. Again, please let me know what you think. It wasn't until I seriously started browsing forums in the late 2000s that I began to realize that these kind of entities may be more common than I thought. Still, as the series goes on, which you can find at my Substack, I'll share what I really think may be going on here. I'll have that link in the description box / show notes for you guys. Every time I kill a priest, I tell them the same thing. Ask God to heal my daughter, or I'll keep sending messengers. Emotional Attachment by Plain Bobcat 4805. This happened to me when I was about 13. I was with my native side of the family, learning about the spiritual paths of the family, when I felt this major gut feeling. We were outside on the back patio, and it was getting pretty dark as we were out there for a while. I could feel something standing on the other side of the fence behind where I was sitting. The feeling got worse to the point I started feeling nauseous. Out of nowhere, generally within a split second, I started sobbing, like scream crying. I've always pictured the spirit as a woman. It felt like a woman's pain and yearning. I don't know why, it just always been what was shown to me. I was a little on edge beforehand, but not nearly to the point of bursting out in painful emotion like that, especially in front of people with no trigger. I had no idea what was happening. They brought me inside. I was with my 34 or so year old cousin. and gave me one of my late aunt's old stuffed animals. The second I held it, I stopped. I've always had a very strong connection to her, and I hadn't even known it was hers until afterwards. When they gave it to me, I even thought, really? A stuffed animal? I've always been sensitive to energy, especially as a child, but that's the most that's ever attached to me, by far. They, my cousin, had talked about it with me, and they had told me they felt it outside the fence, too, before I even told them I felt something there. They just didn't want to scare me. Later, they told me they had a salt ring around the property, which would make sense as to why I felt it directly on the other side of the fence rather than any closer. They had explained to me that empaths are like a bright light shining in a dark space. It draws things to you. And when a spirit with that much hurt, that much emotion, and no way to express it in the physical realm, they can pass it on to you. I've never found anything to explain it, but I also know what I felt, and there were too many confirmations that it wasn't just in my head. The Ifrit cackled, vowing to kill all those who cared for me before the sun rose again. I woke to find my wife and kids eating breakfast downstairs, but my dog had stopped breathing. I already see too much, but this Shadow Man encounter felt insane. By Sage Hedge Hegg. Since I was a kid, I've seen some really dark entities, but I often come back to the specific one that happened less than a year ago. I had first moved to Portland from Minneapolis in November of 2022, and this incident happened late winter / early spring of 2023. At the time, I was living with my aunt, and it was around 1 a.m. in the morning. Everyone was in bed, and I was in the living room playing the new Hogwarts Legacy. All lights turned off except for the cast of the TV when all of a sudden, I got a violent chill on my spine and every hair on my body stands straight up. I immediately break into a cold sweat and I imagine this is what prey feels like when something has locked on. My eyes immediately go towards the dark kitchen hallway, and I see long, dark fingers wrapping around the corner, and my breath stops watching this happen in slow motion. I know what comes next, and see a head pop around the corner shortly after I make out the hand. I'm staring into complete black face of darkness, and I know it's staring straight at me. But as soon as it looked around the corner, it went back not to be seen again. I'm shaking at this point, but I feel like it was looking for someone specific and not firing them. Like I wasn't who they were hoping to encounter? I don't know. Granted, at this time I was living with people who unfortunately stay within stagnant negative energy, and I cleanse myself as much as possible and try not to engage in their constant BS. This isn't the first time I've seen shadow people, but this is the first time I looked one in the face, and I absolutely do not recommend. The worst part of the outbreak wasn't watching many of my relatives, my friends, or even my wife die. It was that the fungus didn't block the connection between my brain and my taste buds. We used to play a supernatural paper game that gave us answers. By Anonymous. I studied in an Asian country. This is important as it has to do with the Asian culture or not. I'm not very sure anymore. back in high school, we used to play this paper game where if you asked it a question answerable with yes, no, or question mark, it would oddly tell you the answer. Let me explain. It goes like this. Step 1. You cut out 3 small pieces of paper that you can write yes, no, and a question mark on. The question mark means that the thing, spirit, or entity you asked is not certain of the answer. You need to cut 6 pieces of tissue paper of equal size or bigger than the 3 pieces of paper. What is important is that the answer papers are covered. You now need to place the 3 rolled up papers between your fingers, 1 in each, starting from your forefinger and middle finger, kind of like when someone's holding a smoke, but placed closer to the palm, if that makes sense. Do this for the other remaining 2 rolls until you reach the ring finger and the pinky finger. Step 4. Now place your palm to your chest where your heart is, palm facing down, and in your head ask your questions that can be answered by yes or no, while also chanting. Unfortunately, I can't remember the chant. You need to say it 3 times while you ask your question in your head. Step 5. After this, unravel the rolled paper and see the answer. You'll know this because the answer paper that used to be in the middle of the 3 layered rolls would be found in the innermost layer of the roll, meaning it would move magically to the inside of the roll. It would be the first thing you see when you unroll it. That is your answer. I remain fascinated by it and didn't question the hows or whys. I was more concerned with the answers I would get after asking whatever the thing answered me. And my classmates and best friend would be in their corner asking anything under the sun. I especially remember a classmate of mine having a breakdown because her 4-year relationship will not last according to the paper game. And yes, whatever answer you get comes true. I were jokingly asking out loud if our ever so strict teacher was not coming to class, knowing full well how impossible it can be, and got a yes answer. We laughed at it, saying, "This time around, you're so wrong." Only for our class president, who was attending a meeting among the student council, and was not there to hear anything regarding the question that was asked among my friend group. That and our cell phones are confiscated at the start of class until we go home. Our teacher would place the phones inside a glass jar where we could see if anyone is calling us so we can ask whoever the teacher is in our class for the key to open the jar. It's a whole thing. It only means that no one could have tipped off our class prez to, say, prank us. We asked all sort of questions and would get answers. Most would be small things, but some, like my classmate who is now in a better relationship, got their answer whether they liked it or not. And we even asked the paper if we were going to get into our chosen universities. And lo and behold, a few weeks in, we would get letters from said universities and would either get a no or yes as an answer, just like what the paper said. I got a yes and even graduate from that school. It bothers me looking back at it, and when I bring it up with my friends, they don't remember. But when I ask my cousin, who went to the same school but 3 years younger than me, remembers it. A friend from another section would tell me of his experience, much darker than I would like to know. He told me about a classmate they had who always kept to themselves and rarely interacted with them and jokingly asked if that person was going to have a girlfriend. It gave him 2 answers, no and question mark. They did this a couple of times and kept getting the same answer, even if a different friend did it. Creeped out, they stopped the questioning and later on forgot about it. Life moved on. What's creepier? My uni is known for offering programs in the medical field, so it's only natural to have a hospital attached to it as it started as a hospital. And it was just after I became a university student, the topic of what our common friends were up to came up. He then brought up the classmate of his and what he had been doing. Solemnly, he said that he was in jail for killing his girlfriend and son. Specifically, he had someone kill her and the boy, and they pretend to be internet installers, and they end up using a hammer to end them. And he solemnly said maybe that's why we kept getting two answers from the damn paper game. What was more chilling was the mother and son were brought to the ER of my uni before they expired from their injuries. I was not there when they came in, and even if I had, our professors would have not allowed us to see them. I was so shocked that it made national news. It was that gruesome. I personally never knew the guy. Thank the heavens for that, and didn't even connect the dots about him being a batchmate for my old high school. But I guess the paper game did and foresaw what was going to happen to that poor woman and son. What do you think? Did you play the paper game that answers your questions? Do you know any games just like this? A quick add-on. The person who allowed me to read this story also sent me articles as well about this story, but they aren't in English, just to give you guys a heads up. Their links are in the description box / show notes. As usual, the office staff entered the room without waiting for the floor to dry as soon as the janitor finished mopping the floor. "Does anyone else smell gasoline?" one of them asked right before the janitor threw a lit matchstick into the room from outside. Shadow Man by Audius Dead. I've seen a few different things. Most commonly, I can just see a dog out of the corner of my eyes, which are different breeds from the ones of which I own. The most vivid one was watching a shorter, stockier dog walk across my bedroom floor in front of my footboard. It was white with brown spots. At the time, we never owned a white dog. The house was built in 1926 for reference. This, however, was the first time seeing something like this. I was sitting in the living room doing some stuff on my laptop, when as I look up, since I saw something moving in my father's room, albeit he was taking a nap, I watched clear as day a tall man walk across one side of the room to the other. He had to be at least 7 feet tall. He had a cane, one more for the style rather than the physical needs. He wore a top hat and looked to be wearing a nice dress clothing, from what I can make out in the shapes. I had never seen anything like that. I got up and checked to see if anyone else was in the room, just to be sure I wasn't seeing things. No one else was in the room. It was only my father sleeping in his bed. The way the doors worked was they were old French doors. They were both open, displaying the room, which was originally intended to be the living room when it was built. The same room is also where I saw the full body of the dog walking on the floor down on the footboard. I feel as though that this room is the hot spot of everything I've encountered, though I have seen things going flying off shelves in my own. I've heard stories where a similar figure has been seen and some encounters have been dangerous, or he's been dangerous. Thoughts? Since she passed away, he only ever wished to see his daughter again. As her squealing corpse chewed through his jugular, the last two of the genie wishes suddenly felt like a threat. Strange Experience I Can't Get Out of My Mind by RDF69. I've had this paranormal experience that happened to me about 2 to 3 years ago. I've never been able to shake it out of my mind. I started thinking about it again today and wanted to get some insight on people who know a thing or two about the paranormal. So, now I'm here. I was at a PTO meeting at my old school. I was bored, and the only other kid there was an older girl that I'm not really friends with. So I decided to leave the cafeteria and wander around the school. Once I reached the second floor, I started walking down the hallway towards the library. Then I heard a voice, which sounded like a child's, coming from the library. It made a weird noise that went like... Really glad I was recording, so I captured that. I was a bit startled, but I was really curious as to what the noise could be. The library door was locked and the lights were off. No one was in there, and no one was even on the floor except for the janitor way down another hallway. I started to walk towards the library in curiosity. I then saw an all-white hand slap the window from the inside. Really mad my camera was on me, so I didn't get it on video. Does anyone have a clue what that thing in the library could have been? Side note, everyone used to say that the library was haunted. No one really saw anything, and you can't trust dumb and fooling around kids. But I did always have a weird feeling in that room, and was always looking around in paranoia. Also, a little side note for me, the weird audio in the middle of this is the one that the writer is talking about. I did up the sound so it was easier for you guys to hear as well. I don't want to play hide and go seek my little brother anymore. It's been 3 years today and I can't find him anywhere. My Experiences with Bumps in the Night by Additional Help 2760. Hey y'all, I figured there would be a forum like this on Reddit. Glad I found it. I've had many, many experiences with orbs, ghosts, bumps, and interactions in my house. Here are the biggest. The first one is pretty cool in my opinion. Number 1. My wife is a childhood diabetic, and sometime at night her sugar levels will drop dangerously, which can put her into a coma. I'm a very light sleeper and have trouble sleeping in general, so one night at 2 a.m. I got up to watch TV, and as I walk past my wife, I look at her and notice two orbs around her head. One was bright yellow, and one was white/yellow. I looked, took a couple of more steps, and then went... What the hell? I backed up and sure enough the orbs were still around her head, so I went to check on my wife, and sure enough, she was profusely sweating, a sign of low sugar. We figured those orbs were her parents. Number 2. Another night I came back to bed and noticed an orb on my bed. I sat down and moved blankets around, lifting them up and stuff to see if it was a light trick, but the orbs just stayed there. I moved around, waved my hands, but the lights were never blocked. Then I heard a thump on the floor and noticed the orb was now at the base of our dresser, about the shoulder height of our dear cat, Winston, who passed away in 2007. I still miss him so much. We have often felt him jump on the bed or jump off. Number 3. And again, I was up watching hockey at about 4 a.m. when I noticed a black triangle zip across the screen against the white ice. Hey, there's a bird in the stadium, I thought, so I rewound the game. It was PBR. But no bird. The next night, I just climbed into bed when I felt two tugs on my blanket right by my shoulder, but I ignored it. The next night, as I lay in bed, I felt a heavy weight sit on the edge of the bed beside me. It scared the crap out of me. After that, he did not return, but my wife has a friend who can interact with spirits, and she said it was someone named Kevin. Number 4. This one I hate. I have a fan that has a safety feature. If you touch the fan shroud, it will stop the fan so the kids cannot be hurt. Suddenly, every night for a month, at 3 a.m.-ish, the fan would stop. And when it stopped, it makes a loud electric sound, a buzzing. The fan never stops at any other time except then. I always felt like there was someone standing in the corner watching me each night, and this freaked me out. So I moved the fan to an empty room, and guess what? It doesn't stop. If it stopped at random times, it was on from 10 p.m. to 9 a.m., I would say electrical problem. But every night around 3 a.m., bit strange. Number 5. This one just happened 2 nights ago. I was awakened, laying in bed, and I could hear someone walking back and forth at the foot of the bed. And it was keeping me awake. Then I heard a tapping sound from our baseboard heater. Then walking, then tapping. Well, this was too much, so I growled, "Will you fuck off? You're keeping me awake!" Right after I said this, there was a loud thump on the floor like I startled it, and the air in the room immediately became lighter. I have many more experiences, but these are the best. I guess I'm a bit tuned into the spirits. For number 3, I think I brought it in on myself. Knowing I'm a bit sensitive to spirits, I have been saying in my mind, if any spirits need help and you are a good spirit, I will try to help you. I guess Kevin needed help. A follow-up. Since I startled that spirit that night, I have had no experiences. The room has felt light. And this one goes with the creepy one. One night at bedtime, my wife and I had gotten to bed when we heard a hanger in our closet move. We both looked at each other. Then after the fan was turned off at 3 a.m.-ish again, I sat up in bed, looked in the corner where the fan is, could sense someone slash thing there, and said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to leave this house and never return." A dark shadow went out my bedroom window, right beside the fan, and triggered the security light that is over our bedroom window as soon as it did. But I do think he came back, or someone else did anyway. They let my abuser out of prison early today. You think half a day at work would put him in a better mood, but less time torturing the inmates means more time torturing me. And with that, our time together is coming to an end. A quick reminder, if you have stories that you would like me to narrate, you either can go to my website, 242reads.com, or you can email me as well. All the information is down below in the description box / show notes for you guys. As always, I'd like to thank everyone who let me narrate this story this evening. This one definitely leaned more onto shadow people, which I always find a very fascinating phenomenon. But we also had a few others, either multiple incidences or just odd things that seem to happen to them more than once. Personally, I never played that specific paper game, but I'm also Canadian, not living in an Asian country. But we had this fortune teller game, we called it, where you folded the paper a certain way so it kind of looked like a mouth and it had 4 openings. And you had numbers and colors in it, and you moved it so many times, and then you unfolded it, and that would tell you what your future was going to be. It wasn't a yes or no game / maybe. So it was an interesting story, and it definitely brought back memories of the fortune teller game, or whatever we used to call it. I actually can't remember what we used to call it specifically. Everyone who had different links, they're going to be in the description box / show notes for you guys if anything was interesting for you. Of course, if you enjoyed these stories, hit that like button and make sure it feels it. If you're new, please subscribe and turn that pretty little bell to all notifications. If you're on the podcast and on a platform that allows it, please leave me a review. And if you're on Spotify, there are questions you can answer if you like as well. If you'd like to help this channel / podcast grow, please share it with anyone who might enjoy it. It helps quite a bit. If you'd like to help in other ways and get a few bonuses, like early access, I do have Patreon and memberships as well. If you'd like to do a one-time donation / tip, I do have PayPal, Buy Me a Coffee, and Super Thanks as well. All these things are never expected, but always appreciated. But as always, guys, thank you for watching and listening. It always has and always will mean the world to me. Sleep tight and don't let 42 bite.